Oh, hallelujah, amen. Lately, I've been receiving a couple of emails from brethren with all kind of, you know, questions. Some ask me questions about dragons, about beasts, you know, about the beginning of the world, the end of the world. And all kind of, you know, strange, you know, questions. So I feel that probably we should just begin to look at the foundation again to know what we are after as Christians. See, those of us who are called have to have what they call a foundation. There has to be a focus. It's very important that we know what our goal is as Christians. See it? Our goal is not to gather knowledge. Our goal is not to gather, you know, mysteries in our head. But if at all we gather knowledge, that knowledge is that we should increase in what? In the knowledge of the Son. That we should increase in Christ. That Christ should increase in us. That is all the whole doctrine is all about, the doctrine of Christ. Paul said, where there are mysteries, where there is knowledge, where there are tongues, you know, tongues talk about mysteries, when you speak in tongues, you speak an unknown language, a language that is not known by men. You are speaking the heavenly language, which is the language of the ages to come. Now we know it as tongues, and it sounds, we call it new tongues. See, but the time comes when it is just the language. It's no more going to be new. See, the thing that we call knowledge and mystery will be no more. Everything will dissolve. You see, we know in part, we know in part. At the end of the day, the knowledge is there to build us up in the knowledge of the Son, to build us up in Christ, to bring us to an expected end, which Paul also described in a letter to Timothy as unfeigned love. Unfeigned love. You see it? Charity out of a good heart, a good conscience, and pure love, unfeigned love, faith unfeigned. Amen? This is where the end of our faith comes to, where we all become fitted in to that eternal body, which is the body of Christ. Hallelujah. He says that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus. What does it mean? He gave us the begotten Son, the only begotten Son, in the form of knowledge. It comes like light piercing through the darkness of our understanding to cause us to comprehend that we are the Son. He gives us the Son by causing us to be aware that we are in him. You see, when Jesus Christ went up to the mountain of transfiguration and they beheld him in his coming and in his glory, what they were beholding there is a banner, is a, you know, a standard, a model. That is the goal of the faith. A pure, undefiled man of light, which is to emerge from within each and every one of us. The kingdom of God is like, you know, the gathering of tares, you know, after a harvest and burning them up, so that what remains is just the good seed. You know, the useful part. Everything that is of the flesh, everything that is a hindrance, everything that causes us to stumble, that causes offense, will be taken out, will be gathered out from within us and burnt in the fire. Hallelujah. And in that day the righteous shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. See, that is what the aim of the gospel is, that we shine forth. You know, when Jesus Christ was upon the mountain of transfiguration, his appearance was like that of the sun. The Bible says his brilliance, he shone like the sun. So you see, that is the perfection that we come to, where there is no trace of darkness in us, no trace of humanity, no trace of the flesh, no trace of our human existence. All that thing is wiped away, so that all that remains is that true, pure, undefiled man that has been before this world was. That is the only man that will remain, and this is the gospel we preach. This is what Christ has come to reveal to us. This is what Christ wants us to attain to as Christians. Amen? If at all we speak in mysteries, We should allow the mysteries to be channeled into bringing forth the man of light on the inside of us, to bringing forth the Son of God on the inside of us. The knowledge is like, they are like tools. You see, they are like tools to aid us into glory. But they do not represent the glory itself. Far from it. Amen. They do not represent the glory itself. They just represent the tools with which, you know, God has furnished us with for our enhancement, for our growth in the knowledge of the Son. To some of us, He has given the ability to dig in the deep mysteries that other people may not see. To some other people, He has given them the gifts of what? Of visions, of the prophetic gifts. Some people, He has given them the gift of healing. You know, some people have got some other gifts. It could be the brute force of, you know, miracles or whatever. But all these things are simply there to bring about a what? A perfectioning. So that the perfect seed of God will come forth at the end of the day. Amen. When you speak, or when you look at the mysteries from the book of Genesis, you see it, what God is simply trying to tell us in one simple word is that we were created and generated in His image, which is a spiritual image. Amen? Amen. God is simply trying to teach us or remind us that we are not of this world. You see it? No matter how you claim or you think you can attach yourself to this world, you still will discover at the end of the day that you still are not of this world. You must leave this material, physical world and get back into the true spiritual world. Amen? Amen. All that the Bible is saying is that we all have transgressed from that perfect mark that is in Christ, that is in the Son of God. We have transgressed from that mark of innocence, from that pure, spiritual, innocent being, which is the lamp of God. We have transgressed from that image in an Adamic kind of sleep. And we have found ourselves and lived in a wrong identity called flesh and blood. You see it? And that is the cause of your problems. See, when God will use beasts and all these things in the Bible, snakes and serpents and dragons, is simply trying to, you know, cause us to understand where we have fallen, where we have fallen short, why we have some of the problems that we have today, why we have insecurity, why we are not actually enjoying the beauty of the Lord, why we are not enjoying the security and the safety of the Lord. It's simply because we have transgressed. We have left our original form of pure innocence in God, and we have now become creatures crawling upon the earth. We've become creeping, you know, creatures, creeping beasts. You see, we were in a fellowship the other day, and, you know, my sister here saw, you know, reptiles, lizards, crocodiles, chameleons, you know, crawling on the floor. You see, and that's the kind of image that man has conformed himself into. You see it? They have denied the glorious image of God. You see it? And they've exchanged the image and the glory of God, whom they are, for that of creeping beasts, of reptiles. You see, of devils. They've change their spiritual form, their immortal form. And they have now lived as beasts. That's why you have jealousies. That's why you have bitterness. That's why you have competitions. That's why you have lust and greediness. Always wanting and never coming to to the place of satisfaction. Never coming to the place of fulfillment simply because you have now put on a nature that is not of God. You see it? So God is only simply trying to re-educate us and cause us to come back to our true spiritual form, whereby we walk as spiritual beings. Amen? Whereby we walk in heavenly places, no more upon the earth. Whereby our mind is fixed upon the things that are in the heavens. Amen? Where Christ is seated by the right hand of God. Isn't that what Paul says? Let your mind be what set in heavenly places where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. Let your eye be single. Let your treasure be in the heavens. You see it? Where rusts and moths do not come in to corrupt. You see, but all along we have been fashioned and educated, you know, we have been conformed to this world and we have made our treasures here on earth. Our hope, our desires and everything has been fixed upon the earth. And that is where the problem has been. So many people have lost boldness. You cannot ask for God. You see it? Hallelujah. You have to struggle. Struggle and struggle and make ends meet. You have to struggle for survival and try to cheat your brother and try to con the other person. It's simply because the boldness to the Father is what? It's not there. You've lost that boldness. You see it? With that pure love, with that undefiled conscience, what comes about is what? Direct access to the Father, because your boldness is restored. You see, John says that, John, you know, in his letter to the brethren says, keep yourself in the word of God so that, you know, you have boldness towards him, so that you can ask and receive whatever you need. This is the mystery of walking by faith with Christ, with God. You see, Paul, Jesus Christ says, if you abide in me, you will ask whatever you need, and what? It shall be done for you. You see, Adam did not need to suffer and sweat to make ends meet. Because what he, in his innocence and in his perfection, when he was in the garden of God's pleasures, he was standing before the presence of the Father. All he needed to do was ask, amen? And everything that he ever needed came to him spontaneously. He didn't need to suffer. All this suffering and all this sweating came about when man descended from his true form in God. Hallelujah. So in Adam, actually we lost a knowledge of the Father. You see, now we now look at Father as an enemy. We look at the Father as far away. And we cannot do what we cannot receive from the Father. Amen? Amen. But God wants to restore what? Our faith to us. To its what? Fullness. So that whatever we know, how does he say it? Jesus Christ says, no one comes to the Father except by me. And how do you come? What does he mean by coming to the Father by me? Do I have to go and meet a Jesus Christ somewhere in the sky? No. It's simply saying you have to discover yourself, who you are. You have to discover yourself in the Son. You have to discover your true form as the Son. Because when you discover your true, innocent, undefiled self, then you discover the Father. See, the blessed are the poor in what? Or rather, be pure in heart, for they shall see. They shall see God. That is the undefiled, the pure. You see it? So when we speak in mysteries, when we speak the word of God by prophetic unction, we do not speak it for the gathering of knowledge. We speak it so that we can allow that word to, you know, kind of convert our souls. Amen? It's a kind of cleansing effect upon our souls when we apply the word of God to our lives. Because it transforms us from the what? From the carnal to the heavenly, to the spiritual, from the earthly to the heavenly. Amen. It transforms us from that corruptible nature to an incorruptible nature. You see it? It transforms us from that defiled nature to that undefiled nature that is in God. Amen? Amen. This is what the whole scripture is all about. Let me read the scripture from 2 Peter. And this is Peter shortly before he was to leave the earth. You see it? You see, Peter did not die. I keep saying that this man of God, you come to a place where you did not die. You only leave your tabernacle aside. Amen? Amen? You only step aside. You see, Peter said, I am living, and what God had revealed to him that he was about to put off his tabernacle. Paul had that same revelation, isn't it? Isn't it the privilege of the saints? God told Paul that, look, your ministry is finished. You'll be coming home soon. And Paul announced it that he's about to go. Peter too announced it that he's about to go. And look at what he says. You see, he says from verse 13, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, yeah, I think it meet as long as I am in this tabernacle to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as my Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. You see it? Now, what is he talking about to have in remembrance? Let's go forward. We'll now come back to that. Because he's telling the brethren to have something in remembrance. You see, these are precious things that God is showing us. These are the things that will follow us forever. Every other thing will pass away. So it's always good to listen to the word of God when they are preaching. Listen to the word of God. He said, my doctrine will drop like what? Like the dew upon the moon, upon the grass. Hallelujah. Upon the herbs, the word of God, the doctrine of the Lord, will drop. And we are admonished to hearken attentively to the word of God, because this is the only thing that can ever be of value to us. Every other thing will be no more before you know it. When you open your eyes, you discover that it's no more. It's gone. Amen? Every other thing, look around you. Your family, your things that you've gathered here on the earth, and you think that they're yours. You know it, and you've held on to jealously. What will happen? They will all pass away. Jesus Christ himself had this understanding. That's why he told them there that, look, everything and what, every heaven and earth will what? Will pass away, but my words will never pass away. So it's important we hearken to the words of eternal life. Stir up ourselves to listen to the word of God. Amen. Now I'm going back to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from the God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed as unto light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Amen? Are you listening to that, brethren? It's not. He's talking here about stirring ourselves up, putting to remembrance these things that we have heard concerning the glory of God on the inside of you. You see it? As the light is shining in a dark place, where is the dark place? The dark place is in our hearts, in our understanding, in our human existence. In our human understanding, the light is shining forth so that what happens, the day star arises in our hearts. You see it, what did Jesus Christ say? He says that they shall shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. So the day star will arise in our hearts and we shall shine in the kingdom of our Father. That is, when the day star arises in our hearts, we become the stars of God. When you see the star, do you see darkness in it? No. These are pure light beings. You see, this is the same image that Peter saw upon the mountain of transfiguration when he witnessed the coming and the glory of the Lord Jesus. When he heard the voice saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." You see, God did that to show us the standard, to show us our goal as Christians. Amen. Anything other than that perfect, glorious light being, that image upon Mount Zion, is short of the glory of God. So this is what God desires of us. Amen. You see, we are not following cunning devices. Amen. Of men. We're not carrying letters of mysteries or letters of religion to try to form another form of religion. We're not here to cunningly bring forth new things, but only to preach that thing which is from the beginning, that man on the inside, that gospel that gives hope of the manifestation of the Son of God on the inside of you. That's all. Amen? Amen. So let us not be derailed, brethren. Let us, have our focus on the true substance of our faith. Amen? Which is a complete recovery from our fall into earthly creatures, into darkened earthly creatures. We must now get restored and come back to the place of perfection and purity. Amen. Undefiled by the things of the world. Amen. Walking in the pureness, in pure faith before the Father, in love, loving the brethren, recognizing the brethren, recognizing the seed in the brethren. Just think of this whole world that we see in this, we look around today. You know, the only thing that is real in all that you see today is only the souls of men. The spirit that is inside of man, that is the only real thing. All the personalities that parade themselves, whether superstars or millionaires, whether poor or rich or big or great, or whatever, all these things that we parade ourselves as are only false images. Amen? Amen. The only thing that will ever remain is the seed on the inside of us. And we will be wise to take heed. Amen? And allow the revelation of the light, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to do its work of converting. Or converting us. Amen. The psalmist says that the word of the Lord is pure, converting the soul. Amen. Converting the soul, transforming the soul from this earthly, carnal, beastly nature into that of a son of God. Pure. Love, man. You cannot love as a man. You cannot come to that place of, perfect love, except you lose your life in this world. except you start to live afresh a life in the spirit, a life in God's world. Amen. This is part of the thing that God is revealing to us. You see, Jesus, why didn't Jesus Christ transfigure upon the earth? Why did he have to climb the mountain to transfigure? He could have simply transfigured upon the earth for the, you see, but symbolically he had to climb the mountain, meaning that as far as we remain upon the earth, as far as we retain our earthly identities and remain glued to the dust, we cannot manifest that purity. We cannot manifest that love, that charity, hallelujah, that innocence of the Son of God. It's only in our ascension. We have to take that 3 days journey, amen? A resurrection. We have to awaken. Hallelujah. How many of us are ready to take that journey? Are you ready to take that journey, 3 days journey up the mountain? Are you ready? Hallelujah. We must be ready to take that journey. Because when we get to the peak, we discover the joy of the whole earth. Amen. We discover the right hand of God's pleasures. Hallelujah. Amen. We discover the streams that make it glad the heart. Hallelujah. We discover the safety of the Lord, the place where you stay, and nothing can make you afraid, because you know in that day that you are in the Father. Hallelujah. So let us continue to arise from slumber. Amen. Arise from sleep. Arise and pick up that identity. Pick up that man on the inside. Catch the revelation. Receive the revelation. Receive the free gift of God. Hallelujah. Receive the wisdom from above. Receive the bread of life, so that we can live life to the fullness and joy in the salvation of the Lord. Oh, Father, cause us to see your joy. Father, cause us to see the joy with which your people rejoice. Cause us to hear the shout of joy. The Bible says, blessed are those who know the shout of joy. These are the ones who live, or who behold the countenance of the Lord in the presence of the Lord. They are ever rejoices in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Cause us to rejoice in your inheritance. Cause our mouths to open to praise you. Hallelujah. Let every aspect of our souls and our bodies praise you and glorify your name. Hallelujah. Oh, let there be a fresh anointing upon your people. Every spirit of lukewarmness, I smash by the power and the unction of the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Loose the people of God. Amen. Come forth, I command. Amen. Let the word go forth. Come forth, I command. Amen. Come forth from your darkened caves. Amen. Come forth from your humanity. Amen. And ascend upon the mountain of the Lord. Come forth and taste of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let your word go forth like hammer and break the yokes. Hallelujah. Let the hearts of stone be broken, and let it be converted to hearts of flesh. Hallelujah. To you be all the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Father, let your word heal those people who are hearing this message right now. Amen. Let that light shine, and let there be a conversion of the souls. Amen. Let the morning stars dawn in the hearts of the people. Amen. And let that, you know, man of God come forth. To you be all the glory, Father. Amen.
যদি ধারবন্ধু ইউ আর স্ট্রং ইউ আর গ্রেট অ্যান্ড ইউ আর দ্য মোস্ট হাই অলমাইটি God, Holy Father, King of heaven and our great consolation.